The University of Colorado made the best hire in school history when they signed Michigan Wolverines assistant coach Bill McCartney as their head football coach in 1982. It was a slow start that first season at 2-8-1, but by 85, they were on to a bowl game. And by 1990, Bill's Buffs were national champions. Hello, everybody. I'm Greg Stewart, and this is Sports and Commentary, a show that you help sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Don't forget, this is Catch and Match Month. Your gift this month is going to be matched. It will be instantly doubled. To help sponsor this show, all the details at WWIB.com. Bill McCartney coached CU until 1984. He became founder of the International Men's Ministry called Promise Keepers. Bill's boys, his sons, followed dad into the game of football, and Mike McCartney went from a pro football exec at Philly to pro football player agent. And he's back with me on Sports and Commentary. Spend some time with us this week. So, Mike, what was it like to grow up the son of legendary coach Bill McCartney and the football family there? Bill, of course, winning the national title at Colorado. Describe your life growing up, will you?
Yeah, I loved being a coach's kid. I loved, being around the team and going to practice as a little guy, and certainly loved game day. So I never once resented the fact that my dad wasn't there when I was young. I think when I got to high school and he couldn't always make games, you know, I understood. I don't know if I ever really resented him for that, just because I love being a coach's kid. I loved, you know, I mean, when your dad's coaching at Michigan under Bo Schembechler, you know, and you're going to Rose Bowls, you know, growing up with Jim and John Harbaugh and running around with those guys and going to games with them. And then, you know, my senior year in high school on June 10th, he gets hired by Colorado and he gets to run his own program, and to watch him take it from a, you know, in 1984, they won one game, and, you know, just 5 years later playing for a national championship. Those are special memories. And now I look back and I'm like, you know, that was just normal life for me. You know, this was only the way I knew how to live, so to say. And I look back and what a special time to be able to go to two straight national championship games when my dad's coaching at Colorado. I was the coach in one of them. And then I was coaching in North Carolina the second year and came in to watch the game as a family member. There was no difference. I was still nervous as all get out for both games. But, you know, just truly special memories and some of the great players he had and some of the great memorable games. So I just look back with great fondness being a coach's kid.
Yeah, what a man of God Bill has been. He's been on the show numerous times through the years, but he's been diagnosed with dementia. Can you give us an update on your dad?
Yeah, so he's 80 years old. He'll be 81 this month. I just saw him last week. He does have dementia. His short-term memory is virtually non-existent. So we answer the same question a lot, but he's got a great spirit about him. He's always in a good mood. He doesn't do much. He's at home. And interestingly, Carlo Kemp's mom, Peach Pagano, is his caregiver, and she does a great job with him and comes to his house every day. So he's doing really well physically. And we just, you know, instead of trying to talk about what's going on now, it's real fun to kind of talk about the old days and get him kind of excited. And he's got his long-term memory. And so he knows all his 10 grandkids, his one great-grandkid, certainly knows his children. So we just had our 28th year, end of June, getting our entire family together, 28 straight years we've been doing that. So, and, you know, we've cut it down to about 4 days now, just because that's about the right time for him, but it's still a special time, and he was terrific.
All right, good. Well, as you know, Mike, college football has undergone a transformation with this NIL stuff, name, image, likeness, where players can go out and get sponsorships and make money. And that kind of, what do you think of all that?
Well, on the player's side, it's great. I think that, you know, to be able to, use your name, image, and likeness to, you know, to make a few dollars or to barter for a better situation is terrific. It's been a long time coming. You know, it's been interesting to watch. You know, we're barely 5 weeks into this, but it's been really interesting to watch from an agent's perspective. It's certainly a game changer. There are a lot of agents that are signing players up to represent them from an NIL perspective, and they're just not the guys coming into the draft next year. A lot of agents are trying to sign freshmen and sophomores, and so I think it's also a dangerous space. I think there's outside marketing companies. We've heard some horror stories about different contracts that are being put in front of players, and so the best thing the players can do is, you know, be very judicious with who they're going to partner with, and try not to do it, you know, on their own, and make sure that they've got a legal representative looking at contracts and be careful what they're signing. You know, I love the fact that they can, you know, put a few bucks in their pocket. I'll never forget being broke in college. So $20 here, $50 there would have been huge for me back in the day. So I love that they have that access, and it's not just football players. And the vast majority of college athletes to be able to access this is terrific. It just, there are some pitfalls, and you know, unfortunately, you know, I'm in an industry where it's kind of shark infested and people take advantage of young people. And hopefully, you know, the schools and the NCAA can come up with something that will protect those people.
Mike McCartney on Sports and Commentary, the professional sports agent, NFL agent, and son of Bill and Lindy McCartney. And Mike, you grew up in a fortress of faith, parents that love Jesus, want to follow him and establish a Christian home. But it's obvious that you own it now. You are a follower of Jesus yourself, and passing that on to your own kids. Let's talk about that next time. We're out of clock here for today's Sports and Commentary, so we'll get you back. Thank you so much for spending some time today. God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.